I will thank you this morning. We appreciate you for another opportunity to come in before you. We thank you for your enablement. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your strength. We appreciate you, our God. Thank you for the preservation. Thank you for the protection throughout the week. We exalt you. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Again, Lord, we're in your presence. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, this morning, we will enjoy the presence, the pleasure of your presence in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we have come with expectations in our heart, Lord, you said the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. Therefore, at the end of today's service, our expectation will be met in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for your influence this morning. We pray for a conducive atmosphere this morning. We, Lord, decree that the mighty presence of the Lord be available this morning to heal, to deliver, and to save. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, God, upon our lives, we will receive your favor and your grace. In the name of Jesus, as we go into this service, the Bible said, the Lord is our spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We command the liberty of the spirit upon souls of men this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree by the mercy and the grace of God that our life will not remain the same in Jesus' name. We appreciate you, our Father, because you will lead us thus far in this service, and all glory will go to your holy name with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. For the past four Sundays, we have been discussing on the word. The focus has been on the word, the efficacy of God's word. And it has been proved, it has been established that the word of the Lord stands forever. It has been, you know, revealed to us from the men that have spoken to us that the word of God is living and active. Again, this morning, we want to go a bit into an aspect of the word that is titled the power and the victory in the word. Praise the Lord. Want to look at the power and the victory in the world. Can the word of God be still effective to do great things in our lives? These are things we'll look at critically this morning. And as we do that, the Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. I want to start by saying there's nothing that God does that is outside the confines of his word. Which means that anything you want to think of in this world, every aspect you want to look at in the issues of life, about things generally in this world, they are all embedded in the word of God. Which means the word of God is all encompassing. Is the only solution to any problem you can ever think of. Whether the problem that has been, the one that's in existence, or the one that's yet to be. The word of God has the absolute authority and is the one that can actually give you the anchor for the reason for living in Jesus' name. And I want to start by reading the introduction. That absolutely there is no contention against the Bible as the word of God. Muslims see Quran as their own book, holy book from Allah. We Christians, either born again or not born again, have this understanding that there's nothing against the Bible as the word of God. They don't have a contention about that. But people often doubt the word. Why? Because they believe the word cannot make them to achieve results. They doubt the power inherent in the word. They know the Bible is the word of God. We say Bible, we know, we believe Bible is the word of God. But they doubt the power that is inherent in the word of God. Praise the Lord. But the good news is this. Irrespective of situations or circumstances that you are going through, as a believer or as a Christian, the word of God has a solution for it. Praise the Lord. The word of God is faithful, is powerful, and is dependable if you can put your trust in him. In the name of Jesus, it is only anchor for every situation in this world. Anything, there's no way, Bible says, as far as we're in the world, there will be challenges. But the only thing that we can use as our anchor of hope, as a kind of a title deed, as an assurance for us, is the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's look at these following passages of the scriptures. This actually also buttresses the power that the word of God is still potent for life situations. Praise the Lord. The first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Bible says, for all the promises of God in him, they are yea and amen forever. Which means the word of God, once God has said it, it is your own to believe it, and that settles it. Praise the Lord. God's word, they are forever, they are dependable, they are sure, they are confirmed. Their word that stands the test of time is not that can't stand, it stands the test of time. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. The word of God is powerful. Therefore, God does not do anything outside his word. And everything that God has created, or everything that's, you know, that's yet to be in existence, that we have not seen, but though it's in the existence, have been upheld by the power in the word of God. This is another proof to show that the word of God is powerful. It got the power to do everything God has said it can do. Praise the Lord. He said he upheld all things by the power of his word. Things that yet to come, things that we have not seen in time of scientific discoveries, these are things that have been originated in God, and God has said they will come to fullness of being by the power of his word. Praise the Lord. In another passage said in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, for the word of God is full of living power. It is sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting deep into our innermost thought and desires. It exposes us for what we really are. He said, for the word of God is full of living power. This is new translation. But the King James said, the word of God is living and active. The word of God is living and active. And if you look at this with what we know of Jesus, in Hebrews chapter 3, chapter 30, I said, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the word of God is living forever. It's an everlasting word. And this word is powerful. It can discern your thoughts. It knows the intent of heart. It knows what you have in your mind. It knows the challenges you are going through. The only thing you need to do is to align yourself with this word. Once you believe it, it will work for you in the name of Jesus. And I pray this morning that the word of the Lord will be working for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Either though the challenges we have in life, once we apply the word, when we speak, we multiply it, the word of the Lord will be active in those areas in the name of Jesus. The word of God is full of living power. Which means once you speak the word, once you believe the word, speak to that situation, the word of God will make you to achieve that result in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And Bible says in Titus chapter 1 verse 9, say, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. The word of God is faithful. Bible says God has exalted his word above his name. The word of God is faithful, is dependable. It is a word you can rely on. Once God says, you just believe it. Praise the Lord. The word of God can do the unusual. The mystery and the power of the word of God is what a human mind cannot fathom. Human mind cannot comprehend the move of God. So believe what God has said concerning you. Believe what he has said concerning your situation, and it will work in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, he said, we have also a sure word. We also have a sure word. In another translation, say, certain, confirmed, greater confidence in word. He said, sure word of prophecy, which means the word of God is sure. In Nigeria, we have this word they call Baba Jebu. You know, this pool and all that. When you go there, somebody says, these numbers, we click. I assure you, sure banker is the number, and you get results. We are saying the word of God is our own sure banker. The word of God is our own word that is certain. It's our own word that is what? Full of life. It is the word that is confirmed beyond reasonable doubt that this word will produce. Praise the Lord. And this is what God is saying to us this morning. We need to believe this word as living and as active and as powerful to produce result for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And the word of God, Bible said, the word we say we have also a more sure word of prophecy, which means the word of God is also a prophetic word. It's a word that can declare the end from the beginning. It is the word that will tell you the mind of God at a particular time. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And we establish that Jesus is the word. Therefore, the victory in life, the victory over challenges, situations, victory over every circumstances in life are assured in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is the word. Therefore, once you apply him into your circumstances, it will work for you and give you victory in the name of Jesus. Bear in mind that we are looking at the power of the word in times of power and victory in the word of God. And this word will give you victory over life challenges in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And here, other the examples. I said the word of God is only instrument or tool for productivity. For you to achieve result in life, it is the word of God. For a life, in the life of a believer, for you to have results, for you to make progress, for you to advance your course, for you to see, for people to see that you are making an appreciable level of progress in life, you need to have the word of God in your life. It is the only instrument for you to produce or for you to reprocreate. Praise the Lord. Bible says, everything work according to his kind. Everything. Even Bible said that he told Adam that Adam should name all the animals. And everything yielded according to their kind. The same thing here. So everything is produced after its kind or likeness. So for you as a believer, you must ignite yourself with the word of God. For if you want everything to produce for you, you want things to work according to plan and mind of God for you in life, you must be able to ignite yourself with the word. You must be able to have this assurance that once you have a word, a specific word, the rhema of God for your situation in life, things will work. Praise the Lord. We have been taught that the difference between logos and rhema. Logos is the written word. But when the written word becomes a specific word for your situation, it has become a rhema. Praise the Lord. And this is the rhema we need to achieve results. Praise the Lord. And I pray as we listen to the word, as we study the word, and as we pick from the word the rhema that God has assigned for our lives, we will achieve this result in the mighty name of Jesus. A few examples in the Bible of how the word reproduced the life of early believers would do to butter the fact that the word is still active and has the ability to reproduce results for us. Let's look at these examples. We'll take time to look at these examples. Praise the Lord. John chapter 2 from 1 to 6. John chapter 2. If you are there, you can read for me, please. John chapter 2, 1 to 6. Praise the Lord. From that passage that we have just read, I found out that there's nothing in this world that is not in the word of God. In fact, the word of God has absolute authority to any situation in life. This is about marriage. What is the symbiotic relationship between marriage and the word? But look at it. The first miracle that Jesus did at Canaan was to turn water into wine. That's not even the issue. What actually amazed me from that passage of the scripture is that the mother have come to an understanding that Jesus was not just a woman being, that Jesus was somebody who had an assignment from God, was not just a woman matter, it was somebody who God has created to save the world. So he believes so much in anything he says. That's why he was able to tell those servants, he told them, say, come, anything this man tells you, you must do it. Therefore, I want to say to all this money that this war that became flesh was Jesus. And the same war has become life to us in form of his spirit and the rhema of his word, in terms of logo and rhema. And I'm saying to you this money that for you to have results in every facet of life, you must believe this word. That's why Jesus said to those servants, say, if you want this man to turn this place a miracle for you, believe anything he says to you. So I'm saying this morning, I'm charging us and provoking us that from today, let us begin to align ourselves with the word of God. No matter how it will surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. There's no places I've read in the New Testament or Old Testament where Bible has said has came to stay. It's always coming to what? To pass. Which means anything you want God to do for you, it will come to pass. Watch families that are having challenges in their life. Ask them what is the foundation of their marriage. If it's Christ, it will surely stay in terms of stability and blissfulness. Praise the Lord. This is at a wedding. A wedding where you go to enjoy yourself, but somebody was there and he performed a good miracle. And those people said, why have you reserved the best wine until now? I believe this is the time for our best wine in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So whatever he says unto you, Bible said what? Do it. It's our own to be a doer of the word, because the word has the power to produce results in our lives in the name of Jesus. Can we read Matthew chapter 8, verse 8 to 12? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What we have just read is a story about a man of authority, a man who believes in power of the word. And he went to Jesus that what I need from you is for you to speak the word. Once you speak the word, I know I will get result. How are we saying that this morning? Or how are we saying that to our situations? Oftentimes, what we do is to look for solution from human being. What we do is to, once you have a challenge or there's a situation that is, you know, that is somehow funny, the first thing we do is I will run to people for help. And Bible say, who unto you that go to Egypt for help? Which means your help is not in human flesh. Your help is not in anybody that ordinary. Your help is in God. And the first thing we need to do once we have a challenge or what have you is to look unto him who is our God. Let him give us a word. Once you have a word, that settles it. This is a centurion. This is a general. A centurion is somebody who is in a force. He's a general. He believes so much in the word. He just told Jesus, don't come to my house. It's not important. But I know this is a matter of life and death. The only thing I need from you is I have come to believe you so much that anything you say is always come to pass. Just speak that word, my servant will be healed. And Bible recorded at that particular time that Jesus spoke the word, the same word accomplished what he wanted. And this word is still living and active today. This word is still available to us today in black and white. It is our duty and responsibility to take this word and study it for ourselves and be able to pick what we want from the word, and so that the work will achieve result for us in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. Praise the Lord. Is it, there are some stories in the Bible that when you look at them critically, you'll find out that everything that we have today in this world, they actually originated from God. Today, the world are talking about oil or mineral resources. But these are worlds and mineral resources, they had actually had a foundation in God. And when a prophet had a problem, the wife of the prophet had a problem, they didn't run to anywhere, they ran back to the man of God for a source. He said, I'm actually put this one there for you to know that apart from the spoken word, apart from the Bible that we read, apart from the rhema that we get, anybody that God has ordained to be a shepherd of a ministry also has the word of God. Praise the Lord. This woman was able to settle her debts because of what? Because she believed the man of God. And remember in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, said, believe the Lord the God, you will be established. But believe your prophet, you will prosper. Praise the Lord. A prophet who has the word, once speak to your life, will you achieve result. So I'm saying this morning, once you come here, or anytime you come, you have opportunity to listen to the word of God from the senior pastor or whatever he in this ministry, believe those words. Because those words will work for you. Anything you don't believe in will not work for you. Praise the Lord. But this is a woman that believed the word of a prophet and did according to what the prophet said. Praise the Lord. To just a layman, this kind of a word, just to go and borrow, what is the rationality in borrowing all these things? What do I want to achieve from this? But Bible says what? Anything he says unto you, you should do that. And I've seen places where he told a Syrian man, say, come, you're a general, but you have leprosy. Go and do this and come back and you'll be healed. The man started reasoning along with his mental faculty to know what is the relationship between go to a particular place and another. But thank God that he believes eventually. He went and achieved result. Any person God has ordained to be your shepherd, to be your pastor, to be one of you, to reveal or to draw you to God on a daily basis has the word of life. So for you to prosper, believe them. Praise the Lord. Then Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. Praise the Lord. This is another example of how the word was put to use. Obedience to the word will always produce results. Now, Peter was arguing with the Lord Jesus. Why? Because he knows that this is my profession, this is my calling. I know the time and the period to get the best fish. I know the particular place I can go to in deep river to get result of catching many fishes. But here, what he did was to allow God to make use of his life. And I want to say this to us this morning. We are here not because we don't have anything to do. We are here because God actually wants to make use of us as a blessing. The only thing God is demanding from us is demanding for our time, our commitment, our loyalty to him. Look at what happened. They actually allow him to make use of their boats. At the end of the day, he gave them a reward that they could not even fathom. He gave them a blessing that they couldn't have comprehended in their own wider imagination. They were even arguing with him that, in this particular profession that I'm involved with, I'm a fisherman, I know where to get the best. But I've been here since morning and nothing has happened. Therefore, today is not my day. But with Jesus, with the word of God, every day is your day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every day is your day with God. Well, because every good gift and perfect gift are from him. So this morning, I just want us to look at it critically. That what we need to do is that against all odds, let us allow the word of God to have a place in us. Once you allow the word to have a place in you, you will go places. The word will produce results for you in the name of Jesus. Because if you want to live according to the bureaucracy or the system here, you may not achieve anything. But you need to believe God, who actually knows the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. The same word was spoken to Sarah. And God said in chapter 17, when Abraham received those visitors, say, according to the time of life, you will receive a son. That lady laughed, but she denied she did not laugh. She actually laughed. Why? Because she understand the fact that anything that has to do with woman reprocreation, it has gone beyond that level. That nothing could actually happen anymore, that he has accepted her faith the way she was. But the Lord said, according to this time of life. Then when you read chapter 21 of Genesis, it said the Lord did unto Sarah according to what he has said. Praise the Lord. So anything God tells you to do, or sometimes you are reading and God says, I'm going to make you a great man, is not because your circumstances now may not look at it that you are great. But believe that word and pray towards it, and you achieve that. Praise the Lord. But the major problem with us, we want God to do things based on our whole time, based on our whole, but God is not like that. The Bible says, day with the Lord is like a thousand years, and 1,000 years with the Lord is like a day. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is there to work for you, and the word is there to produce for you. The only thing you need to do is to what? Is to believe the word. not 99.9, it's 100%. Believe what God is saying, and the Lord will do that for you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The question is, why do Christians find it hard to believe the word of God? Why do we find it very hard to believe the word? For those who are just coming, we started by looking at the power and the future in the word. And we said, absolutely, there's no contention about the word of God, as the Bible, as the word of God. But where the problem is, believing the word as powerful enough to produce results for you. And we said, why? We need to look at the scripture that actually buttresses this fact that the word of God is powerful to produce results. We said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, for all the promises of God, they are yea and amen forever. Anything God says to you, believe it, it will work. Praise the Lord. And we also said in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, who will bring the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the power of his word. Which means God does not do anything for anybody without having a cause to his word. Praise the Lord. And we also said in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, that the word of God is living and active. The word of God is full of power. It will produce for you if you believe it. Praise the Lord. He knows your thought. He knows your density. He knows your thought from afar. Psalm 139 says, Lord, you know my thought from afar. You know my lying down. You know my sitting down. You know my thought from afar. Which means at every moment, every second of your life, God knows. So it's the word of God. Praise the Lord. We also said in Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word. Which means the word of God is faithful. It's dependable. Anything he says unto you, it will achieve result in Jesus' name. Then we said in 1 Peter chapter 19, we also have a sure more word. Peter said it's a sure word. It's a certain word. It's a confirmed word. It's a word that's full of confidence. This word of God that we are talking about. And the victory according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. The victory in the world is according to the victory in life. Over challenges, over circumstances, over situations in life, is according to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Then we'll look at examples of how the word actually produced for people in the Bible. We established that everything about life produced after its kind. So once you want the word of God to achieve result for you, you listen to what you study it and you believe it. We look at the first miracle Jesus did at the marriage in Canaan. The mothers told the servants, say, anything he says unto you, believe it and do it. And they did it and they achieved the result. We also look at the spoken word. Then we look at how a woman who was in debt was turned to an oil magnate, who actually, through the power of revelation, achieved result and became, a rich person overnight. I was able to settle the debt. Then we also look at how God make a divine provision for Peter and his other fishermen. Praise the Lord. How? Because they allow God to have a way in their life. They allow God to have a say in their career. They allow God to have, access to everything about them, and God surprised them. Praise the Lord. The question then is, why do Christians find it very hard to believe the word? Why is it that we find it very hard to believe the word? That the word can achieve results for us. One thing that I've discovered in Christian race is that believers have difficulty in believing the word of God as the only solution to any problem. The first thing that comes to mind when we have any challenge is to look for people who can be of assistance. And once people don't help you, they don't assist you, you say, you don't trust them. But the first thing God wants us to look at is to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Psalm 1:2:1 says, I will lift my eyes upon the hills, where cometh my help. Help is not in the flesh. Human being are programmed to disappoint. Human flesh are programmed, to be selfish. The only person who is dependable, who can actually understand you or bring you out of any dunghill, is God. So if you put your heart, your trust in the flesh, you'll be disappointed. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is saying, the only thing we need to do, no matter how life-threatening situation may be, we need to look unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. And the process of waiting is another thing. The process of waiting. Some of us, you want the miracle of now, But God has a principle. He has a way. And what makes life interesting in Christian race is you going through that fundamental process of waiting so that your testimony will be complete. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So the only reason, so they have problem in believing God. The only reason that I've deduced for this challenge is the problem of lack of revelation of God's word in the life of a Christian. Problem of lack of a revelation. Praise the Lord. Can we quickly read book of Exodus chapter 6 from 1 to 6. Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go. With a strong hand he will drive them out of his land." And God spoke to Moses and said unto him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known unto them." Praise the Lord. I want to lay emphasis on that verse 3. Say, "I appear to Abraham," the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as God El Shaddai, all sufficient. I will meet your need. That is the way God appeared to them. And those three generations actually walk with God with the concept of being an El Shaddai. Praise the Lord. Being almighty, that he can do all things. But he said, "By my name, Lord." The original rendering of the word Lord there say, "By my name Jehovah, I was not known to them." And if you look at the Hebrew meaning of the word Jehovah, it's talking about God, the Lord God for your sake. Which means no matter what you are going through, once you understand the revelation of God as your Jehovah, it will work for you. Praise the Lord. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had the limited revelation of the word of God. They walk according to that scope of revelation of Almighty. But the Lord is saying, "I'm revealing myself to you as Jehovah." Who is God to you is a question for you this morning. And I say that as long as you look into the word of God, the word will reveal himself as a Jehovah for you. It will reveal himself as everlasting for you. He will reveal himself as all God, as a God that can do all things. Praise the Lord. He said, "Is there anything too difficult for me to do?" Absolutely, there's nothing. So I often tell people, pray. How do you pray for revelation? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 to verse 18. He says, "Since the day we heard of this faith, I have not ceased to pray for you for the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him." Praise the Lord. The method you used yesterday might not work for the challenges of today. Therefore, you need to depend on God. You need to depend on his word for revelation, for insight, and for you to achieve results. And as you do that, the Lord will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Any question? Contribution, please. Any contribution? Praise the Lord. Can we bow down our head? Heavenly Father, we thank you. For we know the entrance of your word gives lives and gives understanding to the simple. Thank you because the word has given us understanding this morning. And with this insight and revelation of your word, we'll work with it to achieve results in Jesus' name. Lord, we're making a new commitment to you this morning, saying, "Lord, what matters to us is not human being. What matters to us, it is your word. Because therein the righteousness of the Lord is being revealed." We'll walk according to your word. We'll pattern our lives according to your word, Lord, and we will achieve results according to your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we give our talent, as we give our career, as we give out of our time and commitment to the things of the kingdom, Lord, you will surprise us and bless us richly in Jesus' name. Lord, wherever we may be facing a circumstance or a situation that is not pleasant, we will speak the word of life to it in the name of Jesus. We declare this morning that the revelation of you being a Jehovah for our life, Lord, being our Lord, our God for our situations, will work for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we continue this service, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to continue with us in Jesus' name. At the end of the service, we have a cause to glorify your name with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.